But first, this hour, the college basketball scandal that's reached schools including Duke, North Carolina, and Michigan State has reached the University of Arizona. On Friday, ESPN reported an FBI wiretap found a conversation between head coach Sean Miller and an employee of a sports agent at the center of the investigation. They were reportedly discussing a $100,000 payment to make sure star freshman DeAndre Ayton signed with the Wildcats. Miller did not coach Saturday's game against Oregon. And with us now to talk about this is Alex Kirshner, a reporter with SB Nation. Alex, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. So in the grand scheme of what folks at other schools are accused of, where do you think the U of A situation fits?
In terms of potential punishments on an NCAA level, I'd say that it's right in the thick of things. You know, I think that we're going to need to see what more details come out. But I guess at this point, you know, as far as any criminal investigation, the important thing to note is that the wiretap that reportedly turned up this conversation between Sean Miller and this agency employee was of the agency employee's phone. And the, you know, that agency employee, you know, is one of the figures at the center of the investigation, accused by the federal government of helping to facilitate bribes to coaches to steer players, you know, in one direction or another. So I think what we know at this point is that that agency employee certainly is in the crosshairs of federal investigators. And as for the impact elsewhere, we're going to have to wait and see.
What is the relationship between this particular agent and having particular players go to certain schools? Like, why did that matter?
So this person who's been indicted by, you know, by the Justice Department is Christian Dawkins, who was a sort of runner, as I understand it, for Andy Miller, a sports agent, a very, you know, formerly very powerful NBA agent. And what the government alleges is that Dawkins worked with coaches at, for now, four schools, certainly, according to the government, to basically bribe coaches so that they could land players for their colleges and then in return steer those players to eventually, when they were turning professional, sign with that agency. I think there are three such cases where it's with that agency and another where it deals more closely with a clothing company in Atlanta. So that's the idea. There are three criminal cases ongoing, but the one where this agency factors in is basically about kickbacks, alleged kickbacks, to get players to go to a certain school and then to a certain agency.
Now, both Miller and DeAndre Ayton have denied any wrongdoing. Ayton's family has come out and said there's no evidence that either he or anyone in his family got any money. They didn't solicit any money for him to go to U of A. In terms of who could potentially get in trouble or who this could potentially affect more, is it safe to say that there's more at stake here for Sean Miller than DeAndre Ayton?
Without knowing the specifics again of the FBI investigation, I think that clearly the government is focusing more on the adults than on the players. You know, there's nothing legally wrong or morally wrong with a player accepting services, accepting money for his services. And obviously, it's very much an NCAA violation, but there's nothing criminal about it on its own, unless there are other, you know, mitigating factors, obviously, that the government might look into. But As a very blanket statement, the government has taken clearly a much sharper interest in adults and their transactions to get these players to go to certain schools than they have in the players actually taking or not taking any money.
Alex, on kind of a philosophical level, lastly, how do you think this sort of plays into the whole debate about should college athletes be paid? You know, there's so much money in college athletics. How do you think this might ultimately end up factoring into that conversation?
I think it should lay bare that the underground economy that the NCAA has created by not allowing its players to be paid above the table is going to lead to these kinds of things. You know, people can have all kinds of opinions on whether or not players should be paid. I think most would agree that authority figures taking bribes to steer players in one direction or another is not good. And the reason that that can happen is because the NCAA does not let players officially have agents of their own. You know, I think there'd be, you know, what's the old saying that sunlight cures all or sunlight's the best disinfectant? Mm-hmm. I think in the NCAA, if you made more things legal and you know, allowed players to capitalize on their true value, I think you'd you'd be a lot less susceptible to some of the abuses that are alleged by the FBI right now.
All right. That's Alex Kirshner, a reporter with SB Nation. Alex, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.